So that'll make it a more manageable 3rd and 9 for Fordham, blow on their own 45. 9:40 on a running clock, Penn up 7-3 in the second quarter. Higgins into the pistol. It's with Croy in the backfield with him, 4 receivers. It's back to pass, looking over the middle, goes deep down the middle for Coons. He's got him at the 15, he's at the 5, he's into the end zone. Touchdown Fordham. What a throw by Higgins to find Coons, who then went into the end zone untouched. It's now 9-7 Fordham with 9:23 to go in the second quarter.
So Fordham, they finally get into the end zone after the one-yard run by Carlton Coons. After struggling all game inside the Hoya 10, in two previous trips inside the 10, they had come up empty. This time they finally get a score. They're now down 20-13, 14:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Out to kick off is Patrick Murray, deep for the Hoyas. As the ball blows off the tee. Well, he hasn't been much wind on all today. Very nice day. 50 degrees and sunny, so very mild. The back deep for the Hoyas are Logan and Moore. Logan move over to the left hash at his own 10. Moore deeper at his own 5 on the right. Murray boots a line drive, deep one. End over end. Moore fields it at his own goal line, middle of the field. As he runs left, he's on a lane. He's at the 30, near side, at the 40. The blocker's out in front at the Rams 40, at the 30-yard line, still on his feet, for he's bumped out of bounds, near sideline, at the Fordham 25. That was the last thing the Rams wanted to see happen.
Not sure what happened on the Rams coverage team right there, but they just, no one was near him. Lorenzo Smith was in the area. I think he got picked up on a really nice block by the Georgetown return team, and now Georgetown bringing it all the way back down to the Fordham 26. This is the one thing you could not have if you were Fordham. This was the biggest defensive drive of the series, and now it's just got a heck of a lot tougher for the guys in white.
14:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Hoyas on top of Fordham 20-13. Darby still in at quarterback. We have not seen Isaiah Kempf at all in this game. First and 10 for the Hoyas. They're at the Fordham 26 after that long kick return. Darby looks right. He's hit as he throws over the middle. It's caught. That's McCarry. He went over the middle at the 10-yard line. Darby somehow managed to get that ball off as he was hit. And it'll be first and goal for the Hoyas. The ball is spotted on the 4-9. Fordham in desperate need of a stop. They trail 20-13, 14-12 to go in the fourth quarter. Darby in the shotgun. Two backs, or one back, two receivers, two tight ends. Darby will roll right. Still rolling, looking, and he will just throw it away as nobody was open. They had two receivers on that right side, so they were trying to run everything on that side, but nobody got open. So it'll be second and goal for the Hoyas. Ball on the 4-9. They're on top 20-13 here early in the fourth quarter. As they're trying to add to their lead. Darby in the shotgun. Three wide, two backs. Logan and Dorm. They'll give it to Logan as he sweeps right, but he gets nowhere as he runs right into the back of Durham, who was his lead blocker out on the right side. He ends up getting down to maybe the 4-6.
Bring about a key third down for Fordham. If they could stop him here, even forcing a field goal would be almost a win for Fordham here.
It'll be 3rd and 6 for the Hoyas. Or 3rd and goal on the Fordham 6, I should say. Hoyas on top 20-13. 13:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Big third down for the Rams defense. Darby in the shotgun. 4 wide, 3 left, 1 right, 1 back. Darby looking left, hit as he throws over the middle at the goal line. It's complete. Is it a touchdown? I think he's going to be just short. He is. It was Wilkie over the middle who was stopped at the 1. Andre Dallaire in there on the stop, and now it's decision time for the Georgetown sideline.
He's on about the 1-inch line. Georgetown just needs to move this ball a nose. I got to assume they're going to go for it.
But they're going to kick a field goal. It is the by-the-book move, as if it would put them up by 2 scores. They're up 20-13 right now. So that's the thinking right now by the Georgetown sideline and head coach Kevin Kelly. They're up 20-13, 12:28 on a running clock in the fourth quarter. Weiss at the kick, what is even less than an extra point. Snap is good. Kick is up, and he drills it. So it is 23-13 Hoyas, 12:20 to go in the fourth quarter. That was basically a 19-and-a-half-yard kick, even less than an extra point. But the Hoyas are now up by 10 on a drive that was set up by that 75-yard return by Jeremy Moore.
And our next football broadcast will be Saturday, November 12th, when the Rams return to Jack Coffey Field to take on the Bucknell Bison. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. with a 1-on-1 pregame report coming your way at 12:50 on both 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. That's Fordham and Bucknell a week from today at 12:50. Also, basketball season is set to get underway, and WFUV will be broadcasting all the Fordham men's and women's games. The women's team starts their season Friday, November 11th, when they host the Albany Great Danes. That one can be heard on WFUV.org starting at 8 p.m. Then the next day, Saturday, right after our broadcast against Bucknell, Ricky and I will be bringing you the action from Syracuse, where the Rams will be taking on the fifth-ranked Syracuse Orange in the Carrier Dome. That game set to get off at 4 p.m. So that's Fordham and Syracuse next Saturday at 4 p.m., as well as the women taking on the Great Danes of Albany, November 11th. That's Friday night at 8 o'clock.
So if you love Fordham sports, next weekend is certainly a great weekend for you, as there's three games all in a span of about 18 hours or so. So back deep for the Rams as Weiss is in the kickoff. It is Livingston and Smith. Weiss boots it from the left hash. High end over end short kick. Smith moving up to his own 20 on the right hash. Makes a move at the 30. He's at the 40, middle of the field, where he falls down. And Smith is upset that he was tripped up because he thought he could have still been running, maybe had a shot to take it to the house. Kaisamba tripped him up.
Just got him by the shoestrings on there. Smith saw the open field. He thought he had it. But the Georgetown defender said differently, bringing him down just as Smith was about to hit the open field.
23-13 Hoyas, 12:13 to go in the fourth quarter. In this game that is even closer than the score, as the Rams have just struggled to punch the ball in once they've gotten into Georgetown territory. First and 10. Higgins loses the ball as he goes to throw it. Now picks it up. He's going to run forward. And actually get a gain of 3 as he goes down. Alec May and Wainwright Muley got in there on the stop. So Higgins managed to avoid disaster and actually pick up 3 yards. So it'll be 2nd and 7 for the Rams. Ball on their own 43. Rams working left to right here in the fourth quarter as Higgins stands up to look to the sideline as they'll change the play. 4 wide, 3 left, 1 right. Rams in the pistol. Whiting is the lone back. Fake to give, throw short for Coons on a screen, but the pass was behind him, and Coons just had to go to the turf and be content that he made the catch. Higgins upset with himself that it wasn't a better throw on his part. So it'll be 3rd and long for the Rams. They trail 23-13, 11:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
Needless to say, crucial 3rd down for the Rams here. You got to convert if you want a chance to get back in this game.
3rd and 9 for the Rams, ball on their own 41. Higgins back to pass under pressure, steps around and throws deep down the right side for Wilson. It is caught at the 25, and he's knocked down there. Kaisamba went for the pick. Higgins went up in the air. He made a basket catch over his head, and the Rams are once again deep in Georgetown territory.
What a play by Higgins to move his way around a couple of defenders, able to make the throw, could only put it where Wilson would catch it, and that's where he came down with that ball.
1st and 10 for the Rams. Ball on the Georgetown 22. A screen and it's picked off. Picked off by Jeremy Moore. No man in front of him on the far side at the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's going to get in for a touchdown. Touchdown Georgetown to Jeremy Moore with a 78-yard interception return for a touchdown. It's now 29-13 Hoyas. 10:42 to go in the fourth quarter. What a play by Jeremy Moore. He read the screen pass. Fordham has been running the screen passes all game. He snuffed it out. He picked it off, and as we know, when you throw a short pass, if a defender gets in front of it, very often he will take it all the way to the house, and Moore did just that.